Good evening and welcome to Black Hawk Church. How's everyone doing tonight? Awesome. Hey, my name is Chris, and along with Cole Lee, Hannah, and Trevor, and the rest of the team, man, we are just so glad to be here and to lead us in worship tonight. It has been 3 years since we've been able to do this service in person. And so, praise God for that. It's always a highlight of the year, and so we're glad to be here. Welcome to everyone worshiping with us online. Thank you for joining us as well. Praise God for the technology that allows us to do both of these things all together. We're getting to worship all together as a Black Hawk family tonight and to do this. And we're just going to take some time tonight to soak in this moment as we head toward Easter, where Jesus, in a tangible way, shows his love for us, and he talks about how we're supposed to love each other. We're just going to camp out there and have time to pray and reflect later and to share communion. But to begin our time, would you stand if you're able? Let's sing a couple songs of worship as we begin. We worship a God who deserves all the honor, all the glory because of what he's done. We praise him, we worship him tonight. Let's join in singing.
You deserve it. words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end.
Father, what words can we put together? along, loud, can we clap our hands and sing praises to you? If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. If I had 10,000 hands to applaud your majesty, it still wouldn't be enough. And so, Lord, we utter the words, hallelujah. We give you all the praise and all the glory, remembering what you have done for us. We could never repay it. But Lord, by your grace, because of your mercy and your love, we are privileged to be here today, to stand in your presence, to throw up our hands, to sing our songs, to sing, hallelujah, in the presence of your greatness. Father, we honor you and we ask that you will be with us, all of us, as we celebrate you. You will speak to our hearts and then your presence will rest. Hallelujah. Saturate this atmosphere. Allow us, Father, to experience the unspeakable joy of your presence. And we will be careful to give you all the praise and all of the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Why don't you go ahead and grab a seat? Man, this is fantastic. We had no idea how many people were going to show up for this tonight. So welcome to Maundy Thursday services here at Blackhawk. It feels so good to be able to see everybody in the room. And welcome to everyone from our Blackhawk family joining us online right now. In fact, would you all join me in welcoming this group of people? So good to have you all, to be able to be here. You know, in the 20 plus years that I have been on staff here at Blackhawk, we have done this service for a long time. And for a long time, it was always everyone in person, you know, all together. And then 2 years ago, that kind of changed a little bit. And all of a sudden, for the last 2 years, we have just strictly done this service online. And so as we were planning for this year, we've really felt the need to be able to not do either or, not just do in person or just do online, but instead to do both and. And so that's our hope tonight for us, regardless of like what site you're a part of, what venue you go to here, what time you normally head to church, whether you are here in person or here online, that we could be one community, one body, all gathering together under the name of Jesus. And welcome to everybody who's not a part of Blackhawk Church. We, you know, here at Blackhawk, we have the chance to be able to lead in this service. And so if you're a part of High Point or another church, whether you're online watching right now or here in the room, we're so glad that you're with us. We are kind of taking the lead in this service tonight. And then for a lot of us, if you don't know this, a lot of us, we're going over to High Point tomorrow for Good Friday services. That'll be happening at noon and at 7 tomorrow. I'm going to be involved with the noon service as well, as Hannah, who is helping to lead us up here. Our own Adam Penning, who's the pastor of Blackhawk Downtown, is going to be speaking at that service. And so we're just looking forward to it. If you can't make the noon, there'll be a 7 p.m. one as well. But it's great just to have the chance to be able to be together, in particular in this evening. Because I don't know about you. For some of you, I know, I mean, since it's been a couple years since we've done this, this could be your first time here. For a lot of us at Blackhawk, myself included, like, this is one of my favorite services that we get to experience here together at Blackhawk. And the reason why is just because of the simplicity of the service, of just simply having the moment to be able to remember Jesus, the night that he was with his disciples for a normal Passover meal that these Jewish boys had been used to celebrating and year after year. But Jesus, this night, he took this service, and man, he infused life into it in a way that these guys had never experienced before. And then within all of that that he did, he moved them towards a new command that he wanted to make sure was a part of their lives. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a moment just to simply be able to read that story together, to read that narrative. So if you have your Bibles with you, your paper Bibles, you can pull those out. If you have a device that you normally look at scripture on, you can pull that out as well. We are going to look at two different gospel accounts that we are going to put together. We are going to begin in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 22, starting with verse 7. And then if you have a paper Bible, you can put your finger there and turn over to John chapter 13, and we'll continue reading in the book of John. But let me begin for us here in Luke chapter 22, beginning with verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found the things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Okay, let's go ahead now and turn to John chapter 13. And we'll continue reading with verse 22. John 13, 22. His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Jesus took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The wording that we have for this day, Maundy Thursday, comes from this verse, verse 34. So the word Maundy is a transliteration from the Latin word mandatum. It's the same word that we use for the word mandate or command. This was a command that Jesus gave his followers that night, that they were to love each other in the same type of way that Jesus loved them and was about to display that to them in a way that they could not imagine. That in the same way that Jesus, his sacrificial love for these men, for his followers, would take him to the cross, in the same way his followers were to be people who would extravagantly love one another. And through that love, anyone who came into contact with them would understand that they were followers of Jesus. That's the way they were supposed to love one another. And when we read something like that, it sounds really good, doesn't it? That we would be people who love each other that way. It is something when we read that sounds incredibly appealing until we try doing it. Anyone else maybe struggle with loving each other that way? And I know I do all the time. Anyone can think of any stories over the last, 2 years where it's been difficult to love people this way? I mean, let's be honest. It's been much easier over the last 2 years, much more appealing in some situations to be people who are known for standing on our rights or standing on our beliefs or standing in our opinions more so maybe than standing on the concept of what it means to love each other the way that Jesus loved us. And so tonight's service, this time, Maundy Thursday, this is a night for us to pause and to remember what it is that Jesus calls us to be people, followers of Jesus, who would look for ways to be able to extravagantly love one another, to love the people who you live with, and love the people who you work with, to love the people who you are around in the dorm or around in your neighborhood or who in our classroom with or an extracurricular activity that you are a part of, that we would be people who look to love each other the same way that Jesus loves us, that through doing that with one another, people ultimately would not just see us, but they would ultimately see him and be drawn to him. So, how are you doing with that kind of love? The desire of Jesus is that we would be people continually transformed more into his image, and that through doing that, that the calling card that we as Christ followers would have, that we would be the most loving people on the planet. We're going to head into a time now where we have the opportunity to remember Jesus, his body broken, his blood shed. Chris Kopp is going to come up and give us instructions on the way that all of that is going to work for all of us in the room, as well as everyone who is joining us online. But before we do that, let me take a minute to pray for us. God, thank you so much that you are the God who created love. And thank you that you displayed that love in such a massive way by sending your son to this planet to do what none of us could do. And Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the way that you taught and the way that you exemplified what real love looks like. Would you give us the ability as your followers to be able to more and more in our lives display this to everyone we come in contact with, that through that people would ultimately see who you are as the God of the universe. We pray these things in Jesus' name, all God's people together said, amen.
Well, as Matt just said, we have an opportunity now to spend some time just to sit and to reflect and to pray and to celebrate what it is that Jesus has done for us as we share communion together. And we're not going to rush this. We're just going to soak this in. So feel free to take some deep breaths and to kind of use this as an opportunity to do business with God. Then as we begin to sing, there's four stations up here in front where we have elders and staff who are ready to serve you communion. So as soon as we start into this first song, when you're ready, feel free to come and gather in small groups. If you came with a life group or with family or friends, you can do that with them. And then they'll lead you in sharing communion together. If you're not comfortable with that, totally understand, totally get that if you don't want to circle up and do that. And so there are elements in the back of the room as well, both gluten-free and the regular thing, where you can grab those, bring them back to your seat. And then at the end of this 15 minutes or so, Matt will come back up and lead everyone in the room that hasn't yet shared communion, and everyone watching online that's worshiping with us, Matt will lead everyone together as we celebrate communion together. And tonight, something special that's happening is that some students are celebrating communion for the very first time. So congratulations, you guys, whether you're doing it at home or you're here in the room. Yeah. So if that's you, as you come up, tell your server that that's happening. They would love to just be able to celebrate with you as you do that. And then last thing, for those of us here in the room, back in that back corner, you'll see a few different stations, and there's candles. And if you just want someone to pray for you or with you, can be for anything. There will be, again, staff and elders back there to be able to pray for you and kind of cover you in prayer. So at any point, whether after you share communion or before, go ahead and go back there, and they would love to do that. Let's use these next 15 minutes or so just to soak in the presence of God and his love for us. As you're sitting here and thinking and reflecting, there will be images on the screen that you can soak in and look at. There will be scriptures. There will be prayer prompts. There will be some things that we ask you to do as an encouragement to love each other. So soak those in, take a look at those, but let's use this time, this space is yours, to reflect and pray and just to worship God. Let's begin. Hannah's going to lead us in a song, and you guys, whenever you're ready, can come up and share communion.
No one ever cared for me like you.
His patient love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily made. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects and always trusts. It always hopes and every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other. Jesus. firm foundation. I Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life. So, so kind to me. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, but still I find leaves and your foe, still your love for me. You have been so, so good to me. But I feel no way, you paid it all for me. And you so, so you Jesus is come. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is called.
Take a minute to be able to lead in communion for everyone who is joining us, our family online right now, and anyone in the room who potentially didn't feel comfortable jumping in to a group. And so I'm going to go ahead and take a moment to lead for all of you. So on the night that Christ was betrayed, while he was with his disciples, he took bread and he broke it. He said to them, "This is my body, which is broken for you." So take and eat, do this in remembrance of me. Together, let's remember him right now. In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. He said, "This cup, this is a new covenant in my blood given for you. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Together right now, let's remember him.
Well, we want to invite all of you to stand and sing with us this final song as we celebrate our God. The word Jireh means provider. He is our God who provides for us. He has provided for us through the gift of his son, Jesus, and he is more than enough. So sing with us.
I'll never be more in love than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do.
Sing again.
Jireh, you are.
God's people said, amen. Come on. Thanks again for taking time out of this evening to be with us. Regardless if you're part of our family online watching right now, we love you all. Everyone here in the room, we love you. We look forward to seeing all of you. Hopefully tomorrow, don't forget, services at High Point. We'd love to see you at those. And then Easter Sunday, be back. Bring friends. It's going to be a fantastic celebration. We can't wait to see you all. And grateful that you are here. Let me close this in prayer. God, thank you so much for the love that you put on display by sending your son to do what we could not do on our own. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your body broken and your blood shed to pay a penalty that we could never pay so that we can stand in right relationship with God and call him Father. Not because of anything we've done, but because of everything that you did. Would that continue to fuel us to be people who love the world differently? That when people come in contact with us, they would not just see us, but they would see you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen. Have a great night. Thanks again for being here.